On Capitol Hill today, a former Republican attorney general was among witnesses charging political bias in federal prosecutions. The House Judiciary Committee is investigating allegations that the Justice Department has engaged in the selective prosecution of Democrats. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
The hearing today by two judiciary subcommittees examined whether federal prosecutors abused their power in a number of state and local corruption cases. Subcommittee Chairwoman Linda Sanchez, a California Democrat, said the investigation was sparked by questions earlier this year about the firings of 9 U.S. attorneys.
Today we will try to answer a different question, but a no less troubling question. Did the U.S. attorneys who were not fired, the so-called loyal Bushies, base federal prosecutions on improper partisan purposes rather than on facts and law?
Republicans cried political foul. Ranking Member Randy Forbes of Virginia called the hearing an effort to create smoke where there is no fire.
Today, our committee has turned into a political circus when we should be addressing issues of serious public concern. The American people hopefully will see this event for what it is, just one more in a string of dead-end political investigations.
But another Republican was at the witness table to express concern about the Justice Department. Richard Thornburgh was Attorney General during the Reagan and first Bush administrations. He said politics has no place in deciding whether to charge U.S. citizens with a crime.
These citizens must have confidence that the Department of Justice is conducting itself in a fair and impartial manner, without actual political influence or the appearance of political influence. Unfortunately, that may no longer be the case.
Thornburgh is now a private lawyer, and he came to testify on behalf of a client, Cyril Wecht, a former Pittsburgh coroner accused of misusing his office for private gain. Thornburgh argued that the U.S. attorney is improperly using minor offenses, like using an office fax for personal business, to bring felony charges against a popular Democrat in order to curry favor with the Justice Department. Thornburgh's argument was not received well by the Republican members of the panel. Congressman Rick Keller of Florida.
Your testimony, to be blunt, is the most pathetic example of speculation and innuendo and hearsay that I have seen in 7 years on this committee.
Under questioning, Thornburgh conceded he had no personal knowledge that anyone in the Bush administration was involved in his client's prosecution. But there are allegations that the White House might have been involved in another case, that of former Democratic Alabama Governor Don Siegelman. He's serving a 7-year prison term on a bribery conviction. Birmingham attorney Doug Jones represented Siegelman when he was under federal investigation and testified he was told by prosecutors that it looked like they didn't have a case. Then, he said, the story changed in 2004, 2 years before Siegelman was expected to challenge the incumbent Republican governor.
At that time, we were told very specifically that they had had a meeting in Washington and that Washington had told them to go back and review the case top to bottom.
Alabama Democrat Artur Davis said Siegelman's prosecution was driven by pure politics.
Washington politics, Karl Rove politics, and finally, the politics that says, if I can't beat your ideas, if I can't have confidence I can beat you at the ballot box, maybe I can do it the old-fashioned way and just destroy you and destroy your reputation.
But Republicans countered that if prosecutions were illegally brought, the courts are the proper venue to challenge them, not Congress. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, The Capitol.